You're listening to You've Got This, episode 308. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I thought I would share about some of my favorite bookish apps. These are the apps that I'm using all the time to do reading and audiobooks and various kinds of engagement with books and articles and other things that I'm reading. And some of these you might have heard of, some of these you might not have heard of. So I thought it might be fun to share some of my favorites and things that I've really been diving into more this year. So the first one that I want to talk about is an app called Libby. And this is an app that many of you have probably heard of if you are using your local library. So Libby is an app that allows you to download ebooks and audiobooks and even things like magazines from your local library for free. And it's a really great app, actually. One of the things that I really like about it, and I don't know if this is going to be true for every library system, but at least the one here, the Denver Public Library, is you can put up to, I think it's like 15 books on hold, but then it tells you when they're going to be coming in. It tells you, you know, in approximately 5 weeks, this book is going to be available. It also tells me how many of the books the library has in their catalog and if they're adding more books because that book has been really popular. So I have a really nice opportunity to kind of plan out my reading over time. Now, you know that I'm reading a lot these days, and so that's actually really helpful to me. I also really like that I can listen to audiobooks in the app, that I can download Kindle books through the app and then read them on my Kindle. There's a lot of really great things. So if you haven't seen the Libby app yet, I would definitely check it out, see if your library has a connection to that particular app. The next app that I use quite a bit is Goodreads. This is the app I use to track all of the books that I'm currently reading or books that I want to be reading in the future. And this is actually a huge help to me because I read so much, it is easy for me to forget what I've actually read. And particularly for different series that I'm reading, and I'm actively reading about 30 to 35 different series right now, it is so easy for me to completely forget which book I'm on, you know, how many of these have I read. And so I really rely on Goodreads to let me know if I've read something in the past or what I'm needing to be reading next. Now, Goodreads was recently acquired by Amazon, and so there's some ways that it connects into your Amazon account. I feel like they do small updates over time, but there are many people who use Goodreads and feel like it needs an overhaul, like it definitely needs some kind of update. But for what I need it for, which is basically having lists of what I've read and what I need to read next, it's been helpful for me. Now, kind of connected to that is the Kindle app. So this is the primary way that I am reading books that are ebooks, and I can do Kindle books through my library. I can also purchase Kindle books and read them in the Kindle app. I have way too many Kindle books right now. It's kind of embarrassing, the amount of books that I've read, but especially the amount of books that I have not read that are on my Kindle. But one of the things that I really enjoy about the Kindle app is that it has these challenges that it will do every quarter or so, where it's really encouraging you to have like reading streaks or to read certain kinds of books that are more seasonal. And I always enjoy participating in those challenges and just kind of challenging myself to do more reading than maybe I did in the previous challenge, which is always fun. The next app that is a bookish app that I'm really enjoying is Feedly. This is a RSS feed reader app. There are many different kinds, and some of you might already be familiar with Feedly, but this is basically the way that I read blog posts and things that I have RSS feeds to. So a lot of what I do with this app right now is read news. So I have subscriptions to the New York Times, to Atlantic, to CNN, and various other news sources, and this is a great way for me to kind of look at different angles on a particular news item that different kinds of publications are talking about. So I check Feedly on a daily basis, and it's also a great way for me to subscribe to different kinds of blogs and things that I'm interested in. So I read a lot through that. Now, the next couple of apps are more recent additions that I'm actually really, really enjoying. So the first one is an app called Scribd, and this is a subscription app. So it's S-C-R-I-B-D. And this is an app that is meant to allow you access to primarily ebooks and audiobooks, but there's also some documents, podcasts, things like that that are included in this app as well. And you might be thinking, like, why do you need this app if you also have the library app, you also have, you know, various other subscriptions, which I'll talk about in a moment, to get ebooks and audiobooks and things like that. What I really enjoy about Scribd, which it is something I am paying for annually, and I would say it's roughly maybe $100 a year to pay for this, is it has a lot of backlist audiobooks that I cannot get access to through my library. Or it has some kind of little known books that I will see someone recommend, and I'll go on Scribd, and sure enough, it's there. The other thing I've really enjoyed about Scribd is it has pretty much all of the Harvard Business Review essay collections that I don't necessarily want to buy on audio. And so I can listen to things like that, which I really enjoy. And I haven't really been able to find those things through my local library. So to me, it's kind of an expansion of my local library that I'm willing to pay for, because it gives me a lot of access to things that I find are relatively hard to find in other places. Now, Scribd also does have a fair amount of like very recent releases as well, which I appreciate, but I've really enjoyed it for the backlist piece. Now, the next app that I'm also subscribing to is an app called Blinkist. And this is an app that I honestly wasn't really sure about. I kind of gave it a trial run and found that I really enjoyed it. And then I was also able to find like a discount code online that allowed me to have a relatively deep discount. I think it was like 35% to try this out for a year. And what Blinkist is basically a summary audio and written form for different books, mostly nonfiction, where you would read or listen to like someone who has summarized the book and pulled out the key points, and you read or listen to something. It's usually about 20 to 25 minutes, and then you get kind of the highlights of that particular book. Now, what I wasn't really sure about with this at first was like, do I really want to just be getting the highlights of books? Because I really just enjoy reading full books. But what I was realizing was sometimes I have a hard time deciding, do I want to give my attention and my time to a full book without really understanding in a deep way, like, what is it about? And so what Blinkist allows me to do is get like a high level. And then if I'm like, okay, that feels like enough, I don't feel like I need to read that book, then I just kind of set it aside. Or if I listen to the Blinkist summary and I'm like, oh, that actually sounds really fascinating, I'm going to add that to my pile of books I want to read. It's kind of like a podcast where you get kind of a high level view of what's going on with a particular author's work, which I found this to be just really interesting. And it's also exposing me to a lot of books that I just wouldn't normally pick up because I wouldn't want to give them the time. Okay, just a few more apps on my bookish apps list. One of them is an app called Chirp. This is an audiobook app where the app itself is free, but if you want to purchase audiobooks, you can purchase them and then have them in the app. And what I like about Chirp is it's basically, some of you might subscribe to different email lists where they show like discounted books that are available on Kindle for like a dollar or two. They do this for audiobooks. So I have an email subscription that tells me about discounted audiobooks. And there have been a few that I've been able to pick up through Chirp that I've actually really enjoyed, like the entire series of Anne of Green Gables, I was able to get on audio. The entire series of The Chronicles of Narnia, I was able to get on audio through Chirp. And so I enjoy this app. It's also a pretty good in-app experience in terms of listening to audiobooks there too. Also on the audiobook front, I am an Audible user, and Audible is an app where you are purchasing audiobooks that you want to own. To kind of contrast that with Scribd is a subscription service where you are basically renting audiobooks and ebooks, kind of like a library, but with Audible, you are purchasing audiobooks. You also get access through their premium account to audiobooks that are kind of included with the account. So you're not buying them, you're just having access to them. I would say that between having my library and Scribd, the main reason I had Audible this year was so that I could purchase at a pretty deep discount the Wheel of Time series, because typically Wheel of Time audiobooks are $40 to $50 a piece. And the way that I did my Audible subscription, I had a certain amount of credits that I could use throughout the year, and the credits were roughly $10 a piece. So I was able to get things like the Wheel of Time audiobooks, which are incredibly lengthy, which I definitely think I will listen to again in the future, which my partner might want to listen to in the future. It allowed me to get those at a pretty deep discount. And then the last bookish app, which you might not think about as a bookish app, but certainly is for me, is Instagram. So I am on Instagram pretty much every day. And part of what I love about who I'm following on Instagram is I'm following a bunch of people who consider themselves to be bookstagrammers. So these are people who are often talking about what they're reading, what books are coming out soon, and they're giving little advertisements for books that they like. And this is actually one of the primary ways now that I find books that I want to read is by looking at reviews and seeing what people are doing on Bookstagram. So I would say I've curated the majority of the things that I'm following on Instagram are now about books, which makes it just a really fun thing to engage with throughout the day and throughout the week. So those are some of my favorite bookish apps. I'll give them all in just one quick list in case you missed any of them throughout the episode. And I'll also link all of these in the show notes in case you want to check out any for yourself. So that was Libby, Goodreads, Kindle, Feedly, Scribd, Blinkist, Chirp, Audible, and Instagram. And if you have other bookish apps, I know there's certainly more out there that I haven't had a chance to try out yet. Feel free to email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. I always love to hear about other bookish apps that I should be trying out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. You can access show notes and transcripts for each episode at drkatielinder.com/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show through Apple Podcasts.